This is Tuesday, November 13th, 2012. The servers are going down, and that means it's time for episode 13 of Realm Maintenance. Ladies and gentlemen, crafters and gatherers, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. I'd like to thank Blizzard Community Manager Zarm for creating a great resource for the World of Warcraft community on Twitter. If you follow at @cm_zarhym, spelled Z-A-R-H-Y-M, and check his lists, you'll find Zarhym's WoW fan site hunt. Here you'll find Twitter accounts for a variety of WoW bloggers, podcasts, fan sites, YouTube personalities, and much more. Any list that has the Shaw of Happiness on it is good enough for me, so check it out if you're looking to learn more about the player community. Speaking of lists, let's get the show rolling as I give you my take on something directly affecting the WoW podcast community and beyond. Here is the rolling restart. Since Realm Maintenance is a show focused on WoW podcasting, it would be irresponsible of me to ignore another listing that was recently introduced to the community and has left a bit of controversy and sore feelings in its wake. On October 24th, a new sticky post was added on the general discussion forum on the official website titled Fan Sites and Other Resources. This list provides links to a selection of WoW fan sites, gameplay and strategy guides, podcasts, databases, machinima channels, comics, you name it. Over the past few weeks, the list has been expanded upon and updated. That said, as of this recording, only a dozen podcasts have been listed out of the over 50 podcasts that are currently active, and that's not counting a number of foreign language shows. This topic hasn't been talked about on most shows, but a few podcast personalities have been a bit more vocal than the rest in expressing their concerns or disagreements with the list. There's confusion as to what it takes to get on the list and what specifically could exclude a podcast from getting on it. For example, there is at least one show on the list with explicit content, and amongst the podcasts listed are shows with less than 40 episodes. First, a bit of full disclosure here. When I learned about the list, I did make an effort to contact community managers behind the post and express my interest in having the show up there. And yes, of course, I was a bit disappointed when I didn't see Realm Maintenance on the list. It's natural to desire and appreciate recognition for something you voluntarily put your time into. Being a podcaster with only over a dozen shows under my belt, though, my perspective is going to obviously be a bit different from those who have spent years producing shows only to not get put on the list. My first thoughts about the list was that there were a number of shows that should be on there. Bind on Equip, Hearthcast, Stopcast, Control Out WoW are just a few examples. The ideal list, of course, should be all-inclusive. That said, after giving it a fair deal of thought and discussion with several other podcasters, I have to say I really don't think the exclusions are a serious issue when it comes to the big picture. As podcasters, I think sometimes we have to take a moment and ask ourselves, why do we cast? The motives may vary slightly from show to show, but I feel it all boils down to sharing our experiences and perspectives on the game and adding to one of the largest player communities in the world. We're not doing this to get rich. Those few shows that do see some financial gain from sponsors or otherwise don't make nearly enough on that show alone to make a living, that's for sure. The greatest thing we get out of podcasting is the positive feedback from those who listen to our shows. Now, would having your show on this sticky post draw more listeners and in turn bring more of that positive feedback? Sure, but in my general experience, the majority of those who post on the forums aren't those who are most likely to tune into podcasts. Recognition from Blizzard itself, of course, is quite a badge of honor, and I congratulate those shows and fan sites that have been listed so far to date. The list has been updated a few times, and the most recent update occurred last Thursday. It could just be a matter of time till you find new shows there. I think the important thing to understand is, just because a show isn't listed, that doesn't mean Blizzard isn't listening to it. I feel the best way to build the audience of all WoW podcasts out there is to help each other via guest hosts and networking. After all, that's the primary reason why Realm Maintenance is here, and I'm thankful for all the support, feedback, and recognition that's been given by peers and listeners alike. This topic will be touched on again briefly during our Podcast of the Week interview, but for right now, let's go around the world of Warcraft in 80 seconds. Congratulations to Blood Legion from the US Illidan Realm for being the first guild to down every boss in the heroic mode of Heart of Fear. Dream Paragon was the second to clear the heroic raid, and the first to do so in 10-player mode. The Battle.net World Championship takes place this weekend in China at the Shanghai Expo Mart. Both the World of Warcraft Arena Global Finals and StarCraft II Global Finals will be streamed live for free on November 16th starting at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This week marks the opening of the second half of Heart of Fear Raid Finder mode and the normal mode of the Terrace of Endless Spring. As a reminder, you must have completed Heart of Fear on normal mode to access this final raid of the tier. The Realm First achievement for defeating all of the challenges of the upcoming Brawlers Guild will not be implemented due to the nature of how invitations will be initially obtained. The Cinder Kitten pet will be sold for $10 on the Blizzard Pet Store in the weeks ahead, with 100% of the initial proceeds going to benefit the Red Cross. An item has been discovered on a recent PTR build called the Eye of the Black Prince, which when used adds a prismatic socket to a Shaw-touched weapon. Finally, on a more lighthearted note, last Tuesday a poll was held on the official forums asking players who they would choose as a new leader of the Hordor Alliance. Darkspear troll leader Vol'jin won in a close race, beating Basic Campfire with 27% of the popular vote. And that's your news. Let's move on to our podcast of the week. Approaching the 100 episode milestone is no simple feat for any podcast. Some would call it uncommon, others would call it rare. However, for my guests this week, I'm sure they would call the achievement nothing less than epic. Today I have Lignar and Medicakes from Epic Podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Hello.
Hello, doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for being on the show this week.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I've been to your website and I've looked at the information about you guys and read about how your friendship and the podcast got started, but for those who aren't in the know, why don't you guys tell the tale?
We kind of met in a social guild, and we would sometimes end up helping each other with a quest or whatnot. And as we developed our friendship, we kind of were, just since it was Wrath, you know, 80 was max level, and we started a race to 80.
We had a lot in common when it came to the game, and we ended up joining a raiding guild. And then that led to creating our own guild. And then we were like, hey, we'd like to talk about WoW. Let's do a podcast.
For the people that are uninitiated in your show, what kind of content do you cover and what kind of audience are you aiming for? And generally, how long is a typical show?
Well, we try to stick to about an hour. Sometimes we go a little long, like this past episode was almost 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Usually when Lig rants, we go a little bit longer.
Usually when I rant, yes. Which doesn't happen all the time, but when it happens, it feels good for me. I don't know if the listeners like it.
As far as the target audience, it's anybody who enjoys WoW. I mean, we started this podcast, you know, kind of just to BS with each other about this game that we love. We called it Epic, and it's kind of funny because we were anything from Epic. We're not hardcore, we're not, you know, theory crafters, but it's just, you know, Joe Schmo playing WoW. You know, we give news, things that, you know, happen within the guild, our raid.
I would actually go so far as to say when we cover the news, we're not actually giving the news. It's more of an editorial on what's going on in the news. Like, this is in the news, and this is what we think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right, like this is what happened with Brawler's Guild, and this is how we feel about it.
Yeah, which I just put a blog post up about that today, and I'm
I saw that.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I want to just go write another blog post about it. You know,
It's funny that you mentioned the whole thing about the name of the show, because that was actually my very next question. How did you guys come up with the name?
Honestly, I'm not sure if I actually remember the specifics, because it was a little over 2 years ago. We wanted to have a name for the show that kind of reflected, not necessarily WoW, but MMOs, right? Because we all know, as it's going to be hopefully a long time away, and it'll be a sad day, but we all know WoW will come to an end someday. That doesn't necessarily mean we want our podcast to come to an end. So Epic kind of applies to more than just WoW.
I wanted to call it At It Last Patch, because that was a guild name that's on our realm, and I thought that was kind of crafty, but we decided to go with Epic.
Well, that's also good. I mean, that's a good point of keeping the name something which is game neutral, so in case you guys decide to shift gears, the podcast can still continue on.
Right, because, I mean, who knows? We might end up turning into a podcast about Titan in a couple years.
I'd like to know what has been the most epic moment for you in the podcast and the most epic moment in playing World of Warcraft.
I guess most epic in game would be, it would have to be with the guild and downing Deathwing as it was still current.
Okay.
That was our first current raid that our guild came together and actually defeated something.
It was the whole team effort of it.
Right. That's what I raid for.
Yeah, that's what we all raid for in our guild, or in our raid team anyway.
I guess for the podcast, it would just... when we got our stickers made, our little stickers made, and we went to BlizzCon for the first time. We were standing in line, I think, to get the tickets, and I snuck one of our stickers on the back of this guy's t-shirt. And it was there for a good 30 minutes before he realized it.
Nice.
That was pretty fun.
How about yourself, Lignar?
Well, as far as in-game, Medi needs to get out of my brain, because I'm taking the same topic. It was with the guild killing Deathwing, and like she said, it was the first time our guild cleared a raid when it was current content.
Well, I know you just had YouTuber WoW Martian on episode 97. You have George from the Mana Cooler coming up on this week's show. I was wondering, can you guys say anything about what's ahead for episodes 99 and the big 100? Anything planned, contest guests or otherwise?
Kind of what we have planned from as far as contests. Don't know, maybe. I'm sporadic when I buy things, so maybe.
We do kind of need to figure that out, because that's like in 3 weeks.
So. Yeah, I know. But we are trying to get more people involved, whether it be fellow podcasters or YouTubers. I don't like to separate them, but, you know, WoW Martian, he does do more YouTube than a podcast.
Right.
But make it more for the community and bring more community in.
Well, since we've been talking a bit about, you know, the podcast community, I wanted to take a moment to talk about some of the more recent developments that have been going on, especially when it comes to podcasts. So about a week ago, as I imagine you guys are aware, there was this new post on the official forums that listed a number of popular fan sites and WoW resources. There's a section for podcasts on it, and there's about a dozen shows on there. All of them are good, fine, great, decent shows. Of course, this also created, at least from what I saw on Twitter, some tension, some sore feelings in the podcast community. Some people were wondering why certain shows were on there and certain ones weren't, and what it takes to be included on the list. And just a couple of days ago, I noticed that Community Manager Zarm also started a list of WoW fan site and podcast Twitter accounts. I noticed Realm Maintenance got on there. He just started that list. It's far from complete, I'm sure. I was just wondering if either of you had any thoughts about the creation of these community resource lists at all.
I think it's great. I think people need to simmer down, because it's just starting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember Zarheim, you know, asking to tweet him. So it's as simple as sending him a tweet. Would we like to be on that? Yeah, who wouldn't? We're doing this for fun. You know, there is, and like I was telling Lig, I was like, you know, there is that little slight tinge of jealousy, but then again, good for them.
Right,
exactly.
You know, there
exactly.
are a lot of good friends that, you know, are fellow podcasters.
Yeah,
you know.
Like, and I think it's awesome that Blizzard is doing that. I think it's good for the community. I think it's good for those individual podcasters and whatnot. And yeah, our podcast isn't on that list. Our Twitters, we're not on that list. But I... Like Maddie said, yeah, there's a little twinge of, darn it, why didn't I make that list? But then again, like, I don't care. I do, but I don't, because it's like, we do this because we have fun doing it. It's a hobby. We just kind of want to give back to the community. If somebody else in the community thinks that we are worthy, that means a million times more to me than if I said, hey, you should look at our podcast and then we get included. It means a million times. I can't even, a million's not even enough.
Those are all points I absolutely agree about. Myself, I really don't care if and or when I get on the list. The main reason why I do this show is to help spread the word about podcasts to the community. And it means more to me when listeners are adding me in game with battle tags or sending me direct messages or tweets. Seeing that kind of feedback means more than the world to me than seeing my name on a forum post where all the trolls can bug me.
Right. And you know, honestly, and I think I've said this on Twitter before, but you know, what you and what Sayamara do with Grand Old Podcast, the rest of us podcasters greatly appreciate what you guys do. I mean,
very much.
I mean, you guys are a podcast that talks about other podcasts, and there's times where, you know, like you said, you or Grand Old Podcast or whatever will get listed on a blue post, and maybe some listener finds us, and not even us, you know, maybe another podcast. It really just hits home with them, and that's what the community's about, in my opinion. And yep. That's why most of us, that's why we all podcast. I mean, We all know that nobody out there, honestly, I would be really surprised if you listened to all of the WoW podcasts. I would be actually not surprised.
It's impossible. How about we go over where people can find your show, find your blog, and how they can contact you if they want to send in emails to the show or have any questions?
Website is epicpodcast.com. The blog that I put up, which is not a regularly scheduled thing, it's just whenever I get ticked off about something or whatever. epicpodcast.com/epic-blog is for the blog. Our Facebook page, which we have both been pretty solid at neglecting, is facebook.com/theepicpodcast. You can follow our Twitter account. For the show is epic_podcast. I am at Lignar and Medi is at Medicakes. Email would be epicpodcast@gmail.com.
I want to thank you both for being on the show this week. Medi, I hope you're feeling better and get over that little bit of nerd flu as soon as possible.
Thank you.
And congratulations in advance on 100 shows, which is just a couple weeks away. And here's to good luck in the next 100 to come.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
I'll be back with podcast news after this clip from episode 97 of Epic Podcast.
You're listening to the Epic Podcast Show. With your hosts, Lignar. And Medicakes.
Less news.
Okay, well, the first one is actually the newest item in the news, is they're putting a new pet on the store in the not-too-distant future. They haven't said exactly when yet, but it's called the Cinder Kitty. 100% of the proceeds will go to the American Red Cross effort to help folks who were hit by Hurricane Sandy, or they're calling it Superstorm Sandy. It's a $10 pet, and they haven't said exactly when it'll be out, but they did say more details within the next few weeks. So I honestly believe, and this is something that Aeon and I talked about not too long ago, this is probably going to come out when 5.1 comes out, because it's not in the game client now, right? So it's going to require a patch for this model to make it into the game.
Mm-hmm.
They said in the next few weeks. And Aeon and I have a theory that the week after Thanksgiving, I think I'd have to look at a calendar, but the week after Thanksgiving is when 5.1 is going to drop, because we know that's when the Horde and the Alliance militaries are showing up. Because we've hopefully all read the patch notes, right? And the Devwater right. cores and whatnot. And during the Alliance questing, leveling up in Jade Forest, is it Misha? Was that her name?
Mishka,
the Draenei first aid trainer chick.
Okay. I thought it was the Admiral.
Regardless, one of them said in 2 months' time. So we kind of had this theory that they were kind of giving us the Easter egg that in 2 months we're going to get 5.1. Right. So yeah, that's coming out, and again, there's no real details on it. It's basically the fire cat that the Fandral staff turned feral druids into when they were in combat, but it's a kitten.
Version.
Yeah, it's a kitten.
It's like a Muppet baby version. It's actually in the PTR right now, so you're thinking it being in 5.1 is probably completely accurate.
Thanks again to Lignar and Medicakes for being on the show this week. The show is changing how they do live recording, and you'll be able to find their live show on twitch.tv on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you go to epicpodcast.com and click on Epic Live at the top menu, you should be taken to the live stream of their recording. This week the show will have George from the Mana Cooler as a guest. That's only the beginning of what's happening in the realm of WoW podcasts, so let's take a look at some more podcast news. Want a shot at a free 30-day WoW game time code? Check out episode 29 of Torn Think Tank when it records live Saturday night at 10 p.m. EST to learn about their upcoming contest. Find the show at torrentthinktank.com and the live stream at twitch.tv/torrentthinktank. In episode 38 of Vote to Kick, the Merry Meat Wagon of Synergy, Drethen, Akari, and Eclipse discuss more changes to 5.1, Brawler's Guild info, and why they hate agree trolls. Listen to their show live on twitch.tv/vote2kick Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. EST, or find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or hipcast.com. This show may contain explicit language. Twiz is sorry that there was no show last week, but he's going to make it up to you with episode 29 this week of Twizcast. The show will have both an interview with the folks at IcyVeins.com and the announcement of the show's third and final co-host. Find this podcast at twizcast.com. A month in the making, episode 21 of the 00 podcast covers Estra Senefiel's thoughts and experiences over the past month of leveling in Pandaria. Find this show at 00podcast.com. Episode 5 of 30 Minute Cooldown introduces a new segment called Best of WoW. Katie and Eric discuss dailies, tabards, and whether PvP is worth it at 30minutecooldown.com. Use numbers for the 30. Podcasts from the Geek Hole community collide when Jay, Mike, and Brighter of Stopcast are guests on the Sundering episode 105, and BGO from 5 WoW Things is a guest on episode 120 of Stopcast. Find these shows at thesundering.net and stopcast.net, and for more shows from this community, visit thegeekhole.net. Speaking of the Geek Hole community, if you respond to the discussion topic for episode 79 of the Middle Finger podcast, you might just win a 30-day WoW game time code. This podcast does record Thursday, so you'll want to check out this forum right away. Episode 70 of Grand Old Podcast covers the podcast review for the months of October and November, covering birthdays and milestones for a number of WoW podcasts. You can find this show by Sayomara at grandoldpodcast.com. Finally, later this week, I'll play a round of Hearthcast AoE with Root and Freckleface, which should be a part of episode 146 next week. You can catch episode 145 this week at hearthcast.com, and if you're part of a WoW podcast and would like to participate in a future Hearthcast AoE, get in touch with Freckleface on Twitter at HearthcastFreck. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and get back to selling your Living Steel cooldowns. Thanks to BSOYT and Stormraiser for their 5-star reviews on iTunes. Feel free to leave your review on iTunes as well, whether it's 5-star, 4-star, or otherwise, and I may give you a shout-out on the show. Realm Maintenance can also be found on Stitcher Radio, so be sure to thumbs up the show if you like what you're hearing. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show, or commercial to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Realm Podcast, or follow myself at RoWow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Feel free to add my battle tag, which is Ro1846. I play both Horde and Alliance characters, and I look forward to seeing you in-game. Next week, I'll interview Global Pet Battle League owner and host of G-Kick, Shalfus. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. Realm Maintenance is a World of Warcraft podcast by Ro, copyright 2012. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Lignar and Medicakes for being on the show this week. Thanks to SafeShark Hosting for hosting Realm-Maintenance.com, and thanks to you for listening.